Module 9, Dealing with Disruptions. Disruptions in the meeting are bound to happen. Personal technology keeps participants constantly connected to the outside world. Frequent disruptions could impede the effectiveness of your meeting and become distracting to those who are focused on the meeting. Furthermore, poorly managing disruptions will reflect on the chairperson or meeting organizer. The key to mitigating disruptions is to plan for them and setting expectations. In this module, you will learn how to deal with participants constantly running in and out of your meeting, cell phones, off-topic discussions, and conflicts. The goal is to reduce the effect. It is very difficult to avoid these distractions. It is human nature. Let us begin the module with a lesson on how to deal with participants constantly leaving the meeting. Running in and out. Constant disruptions caused by attendees running in and out of your meeting will affect the experience for the other attendees. We often take it for granted that attendees will stay in the meeting and not leave. Therefore, we do not discuss this issue very often at the beginning of the meetings. Addressing this form of distraction is best done proactively. Using the SIT technique helps you set the expectations regarding running in and out of the meeting. Next, incorporating frequent breaks lessens the chances of participants leaving the room. And finally, giving timely feedback to those who break the rule is necessary in order to stop frequent violators. Let us review each step in more detail. Set expectations. Tell your participants at the beginning of the meeting what you expect of them when it comes to staying in the meeting room. Tell them the effects of constantly running in and out of the meeting on the presenter and other participants. Let all the participants know that if they need to leave the room, to do so only if it is an emergency and if it is a severe problem that they should leave the meeting. They will be more of a distraction if they stay. Incorporate frequent breaks. At the beginning of your meeting, tell the participants they will get a 5-minute break every hour the meeting lasts. Establishing this upfront lets the participants know when to expect a break and wait until then to call people back, etc. Timely feedback given to those who break the rules. When you have a person still running in and out of your meeting, it is best to address that with them as soon as possible. If you have a problem participant, quietly leave the room and wait for them outside. Speak with a participant in a respectful manner and tell them that their behavior is disrupting the meeting. Ask if they are experiencing an emergency and if they need to leave. If they are not in an emergency, tell the participant if they could wait until the scheduled breaks to do what they have to do. Cell phone and PDA ringing. Most people know to silence their cell phones and PDAs when entering a meeting. However, they may forget every so often. Your job as the meeting manager is to remind them. Here are a couple of steps you can take to remind your participants to turn off those phones. Place signs in the room instructing participants to silence their cell phone and PDAs. They can be humorous and lighthearted. In any case, you will get your message across. Make an announcement at the beginning of the meeting instructing the participants to turn off their cell phone or PDA now. The signs are a backup in case you forget to do this. Since the participants will most likely look at the agenda, place a reminder there too. This way you have several areas where the participants can get the message. One cell phone or PDA going off in the middle of the meeting could lead to a disruption that could last a couple of minutes. You can reduce this type of disruption by almost 100% by just mentioning it at the beginning of the meeting and providing reminder signs. Off on a tangent. This is by far the most difficult to manage in a meeting. The biggest challenge is to redirect without offending the participants. Using the ear technique helps to do this in 3 simple steps. Engage the conversation by becoming contributor for a moment. The goal is not to carry the conversation, but to gain some control by getting the meeting floor. Once engaged, you are able to go to the next step. Acknowledge that the topic is valid and worthy of discussion. This should be a short and affirming statement. This avoids embarrassment of those who carried the conversation when it is time to redirect. Redirect the participants back to the conversation. This brief statement ends the last discussion and starts up the previous one that was on topic. Here is a sample ear script. Participant on a tangent. I think pizza for breakfast is the best. There's no doubt about it. Meeting manager. I am willing to try pizza for breakfast. It can't be that bad. Meeting manager. Perhaps you represent a larger number of pizza lovers that enjoy the same thing you do. I won't knock it until I try it. Meeting manager. Now, let's get back to the problem of employee morale in the call center. Who has some ideas they can share? Granted, the topic was embellished, but this last script demonstrated the steps clearly. Using ear will help you master the meeting room every time the conversation goes astray. Personality conflict. Sometimes a meeting could result in conflict. This may be true of meetings where new teams are storming together and forming the team. Conflict could arise when two participants with opposing views clash. In any case, conflict in a meeting has to be managed. There is an acceptable degree of tension, which is normal in debates. However, when the tension turns into outright conflict, the focus turns from the meeting to the spectacle that is the conflict. Your job as a meeting manager is to diffuse the conflict and restore order in the meeting. Allowing conflict to go unchecked could fester into a bigger problem for everyone in the meeting. The news of the conflict will spread quickly, and how you managed it will be scrutinized. Here are three steps to take when conflict arises. Number one, stop. Stop the conflict by intervening and making a statement that acknowledges the conflict. Do not become frustrated yourself. Avoid taking sides, never yell. Be professional and calm. Simply state that a discussion has turned personal and that it needs to stop. Number two, drop. Instruct the parties in conflict to drop the discussion for now and regain their composure. There is no need to carry on if the discussion is counterproductive. Number three, roll. Roll into a break. Even if you just got back from one, take a break and send the participants away for a moment. Call on the parties in conflict and hold a brief expectations meeting. You are not there to resolve personal conflict. However, you must manage the conflict because it is your meeting. Tell the persons in conflict that they must immediately stop the behavior. Restate the need for the meeting and that healthy debate is always welcomed. Have them agree to behave for the remainder of the meeting. The meeting room is no place to try to resolve the deeper issues of the conflict. On the other hand, if the participants are all a part of a team that will meet regularly, then this issue has to be addressed in a coaching session and not in front of spectators. Case study. Amanda set up a short informal meeting with Opal, a longtime employee and excellent trainer, to talk about the learning journal that she planned to ask her participants to use after the training. Amanda said, "I know that a learning journal is an excellent tool to have participants track their progress. I already know what I want them to record, and I plan to give out notebooks at the training. I just feel like this still isn't streamlined enough." Opal asked, "What about check-in times with you or your supervisor to monitor how they are using the journals?" "That's a great idea." Amanda wrote it down. Opal said, "Also ask trainees to fill out the journals at the same time daily or weekly." "Thanks so much for your help," Amanda said. "I'm sure this will make the evaluation a success."